And we've asked Julie to stay with us for a minute to answer a question that came from one of our listeners yesterday. David Tallman of Atlanta asked us about the language of abortion in our stories about the doctor who was shot to death in Wichita. Mr. Tallman writes, "I've noticed that in coverage of the murder of Dr. George Tiller, the previous neutral term late-term abortion has been replaced by the simpler late abortion, which frankly just sounds a little odd to me. Why the change?" Julie, why don't you answer his question? Why the change?
Well, actually, this is something that came up back in 2003 when I was covering the also loaded phrase partial birth abortion, what became the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act. And in talking to doctors, I discovered that the phrase late-term abortion actually doesn't mean anything medically. In fact, it's something of an oxymoron. Doctors refer to term as the end of a pregnancy, when a pregnancy is over and baby is ready to be born. So late term would actually mean after a pregnancy is complete, after 39 weeks. So in fact, doctors who talk about abortion later in pregnancy simply talk about late abortions. Late term is really a phrase that is meaningless. And so I stopped using it back in 2003. And recently we've recommended that everyone else at NPR stop using it as well.
So late abortion.
Yes, late abortion or abortions later in pregnancy. We've also tried not to use things about the trimester system. That was something that Roe v. Wade had talked about. But really now viability, which used to be at the end of the second trimester, the beginning of the third, has been moved back also. So that's a little bit of an awkward construct. So simply abortions later in pregnancy or late abortions is a simpler and frankly more scientifically correct term.
NPR health policy correspondent Julie Robner, thanks very much.
You're welcome.